This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Taste of God's Goodness with Lavinia Jenkins.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to A Taste of God's Goodness. Mrs. Betty was an avid gardener. She diligently worked in her yard throughout the year, doing whatever task was necessary to have a pretty yard and pretty flower beds. She also could grow the most beautiful orchids indoors. She gave me some irises to plant in my yard several years ago, and I certainly enjoy seeing them bloom each spring, especially so since she has now passed away. While it takes some growth for the stems and leaves to come forth, the most productive and the most beautiful growth are the colorful blooms. If our plants don't bloom and blossom, we certainly don't believe they are productive, do we? If one year my irises didn't bloom, I would know that something is hindering them, and they are declining. The same is true for us spiritually. 1 Peter 1:22 and 23 says, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." Through obedience to the word of God, we are born again by having our souls cleansed of sin through baptism. If we stop there, though, we are no better than a green plant that does not bloom or bear fruit. We can't blossom or be productive if we do not grow. Then we read in 2 Peter 1:1-2, that wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. This passage clearly teaches us that we must put away sinful attitudes and behaviors and gain knowledge of the scriptures in order to grow spiritually. Let's make a closer examination of the things that we must do to become Christians as God desires. First, we must lay aside hindrances to our growth. Since we are purified through obedience, it is reasonable that we are to remain pure. In order to do this, we must rid ourselves of the things that hold us back from growing upward. The writer of Hebrews said in chapter 12, verse 1, "Lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that is set before us." This requires honesty and effort. We must be honest with ourselves and with God concerning the things that get in the way of our spiritual learning and growing. Sometimes these things can be blessings that we turn into hindrances. Jobs, children, other family members, or material blessings can all become more important to us than following God, and therefore it hinders our growth. We are the ones who determine whether our blessings help us in our spiritual growth or if they hinder us. May we always seek God first and keep all other responsibilities and interests in their proper places. There is nothing in this world worth losing our souls for. May we set aside anything that keeps us from serving and growing in Christ. Next, we must realize our need. One of Satan's successful snares is for us to think that we are self-sufficient, to think more highly of ourselves and of our opinions. This attitude is very destructive and will always be detrimental to our spiritual growth. This attitude leads us to believe that we don't need to study or listen to God's word or go to worship. We are admonished by Paul in Romans 12:3 to not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, but to think soberly. All of us are in need of salvation and cannot provide it for ourselves, as Jeremiah 10:23 states, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Just as a baby needs nourishment, we need the milk of God's word to order our lives according to the pattern found therein. Only when we realize our personal need for knowledge, which leads to salvation, will we grow as we should. Next, we must take control of our appetite. One definition of appetite is strong desire or liking for something. Just as a baby with no appetite will die without intervention, Christians will die without an appetite for God's word. After we have initially obeyed the gospel plan, it should be natural for us to desire to learn more so that we can gain strength and stability. We should hunger and thirst after righteousness, as Christ taught in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:6, and doing so will squelch those appetites for things that will damage our souls. We must control our appetites. We must also add the Christian graces. 2 Peter 1, 5-8 tells us, "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." When we add these attributes to our lives, he assures us that we will grow and bear fruit. To fail in this causes us to become blind to the blessings of salvation and the promises of it, and to forget that we have been purged from our sins, according to verse 9 of this same chapter. Then verse 10 teaches us that we can keep from falling away by making these characteristics a part of our lives. And finally, we must have the proper motivation. 1 Peter 2:3 says, "If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." The graciousness and goodness of God should certainly motivate us to partake of his word so that we will grow thereby. Romans 2:5-11 teaches us that the righteous judgment of God will render to each of us according to our deeds. Those who patiently continue to do well will receive glory, honor, immortality, and an eternal life. Those who do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, shall receive indignation, wrath, tribulation, and anguish. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." May each of us recognize the wonderful goodness of God, and therefore give all diligence to know and abide in his word. While we desire and work for abundant blooms on our flowers, may we be reminded of the importance of blooming as a Christian, whose rewards are far greater and everlasting. 1 Peter 1:24-25 says, "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." And that's a taste of God's goodness.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting us at bywaymedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media, and to give us a rating on iTunes and on the Podbean app. Thank you for being with us today.